What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, the Armadillo and Wolf and Trial Chambers update, or if these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, like backpacks and sleeping bags and daggers, things like that. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. And if you find yourself enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a review maybe and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, why don't you consider sending it to a friend who might also enjoy it? All right, guys, so let's get into the Q&A segment. This is the segment in which I turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, with some provocative conversation starters about anything Minecraft related, just to get your reactions and to hear your opinions. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys this question. How would you make the Trident more competent in the endgame against netherite weapons and the new mace? Now, as you guys know, this has been basically all that I've been thinking about when it comes to Minecraft is the Trident. It is, it's a tragic weapon. It is a tragic weapon. Super great in the early game, really good in the mid game, but by the time you get to the end game, and there's the options of netherite weapons on the table with sharpness 5. And now we have the new mace coming out with, by the way, the most recent snapshot is just mind-boggling. And I'm going to talk about it on Monday and Tuesday next week. But it's just not adding up. It is just not competent and gets left behind. Literally every other weapon in the game is good in the endgame, even the crossbow. For some reason, the Trident is consistently left behind. So I wanted to see what you guys had to say about this. Miles says, make impaling just to be straight up damage buff and channeling to work in normal rain. And let's please have a standing ovation for Miles here, because that is absolutely, absolutely what the Trident needs. The one fatal flaw of the Trident. Everything is great about the Trident, by the way. Everything is good about the Trident except this one thing. That impaling is a great enchantment that has a stupid condition. And that condition is it can only be used in Java against aquatic mobs and in Bedrock against any entity that's wet. Apparently including players. I was corrected on that recently. But even still, both of those are very dumb conditions. If it wasn't for that condition, impaling would be the thing that makes the Trident a great weapon for endgame. Unfortunately, that's just not the case. And I like this idea of having channeling working in normal rain. Channeling is not that much of a power boost for the Trident. Like, you still got to hit an entity more than once, even with a channeling Trident, in order to kill it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. Honestly, it's just a more powerful fire aspect. So I think that we should have it so that channeling would work in normal rain as well. So excellent way to start off this conversation. Energy Turtle says, I would combine netherite and a trident to make a netherite tipped trident. I would also add the skewering enchantment. It would stick your opponent to the floor or wall or even the ceiling. I like this idea. And a cool twist on the netherite thing too. I'm imagining that instead of the whole trident being a netherite thing, that you basically are just coating the three prongs of the trident in netherite, or making the prongs netherite to begin with, and still having that blue, or that whatever color it is, I call it blue, colored handle. I think that would be really, really great, honestly. And the skewering enchantment, that would be so fun to pin your target to a block nearby. I mean, obviously that wouldn't work with loyalty, but I think that would be really, really fun. Anselm says, well, first increase attack speed. With a spear-like weapon, this should be how it is. Also, the Riptide enchant normal. Like, if you're crouching, it does Riptide. Also, make it craftable. So, I guess what they're saying is the Riptide enchantment should not depend on rain or being wet or in water. I don't know how I feel about that. Honestly, in my opinion, Riptide and channeling are fine as is. Obviously, it would be really fun if they could be used no matter what, but would that really be a balanced thing? I think Riptide is fine, but you know what? It'd be really cool. Yeah, again, it'd be really fun if we could use it just by crouching and then activating the Riptide effect that way, using the Trident while crouching. Yeah, that would be kind of fun. And making the Trident craftable, that would be good too, especially for Java players. I don't know how I feel about that. I used to think, man, we should really be able to craft the Trident. Now I'm not so sure, especially now that you're able to get the Trident in the trial chambers, and we'll talk about that more on Monday and Tuesday. Making the Trident more accessible would not be a bad thing, especially because it's really not that much of a powerful weapon as of now. Micaiah says maybe there could be an enchantment where it can shoot a laser, like the Guardian Sense. They look like they're made out of the same materials. Interesting idea, and it's very similar to an email we're going to read later, but I feel like you're talking about actually shooting a laser that does damage. Yes, basically having the Guardian's weapon, using it, not a bad idea. I think that might be pretty powerful, but again, not a bad idea. Torben says, increase the damage the longer distance it travels when thrown. Now, there's something that I would love to see, is if the longer you throw a Trident, the more damage it does. That would be perfect when paired with loyalty. And then just have a lot of the Tridents with loyalty. That's a good weapon. And it rewards the skill that you could have too. Because obviously it would be really, really hard to land a blow with a ranged attack the further away you are. So if you want to increase the damage that a Trident does, having it be tied to distance thrown would be really good to make sure that it's locked behind a skill. I like that idea. James J says, faster throw charge time and boost in reach. Maybe the shaft of the Trident would allow you to block hits from melee weapons. It also redirects the mace's smash attack. Ooh, there's a cool idea. Making the Trident sort of the anti-mace. Not bad at all. Maybe it redirects it so that, I'm imagining the mace sort of, or the weapons, whatever weapon your enemy is using, just sort of sliding off of the shaft of your Trident, being redirected to a different direction. Not a bad idea there at all. The Legender says, I think that channeling should always cause a lightning strike, whether it is a lightning storm or not. So I can speak to this out of experience. When I was on the Ripple Effect SMP, on my suggestion, actually, there was a mod introduced where we could use channeling Tridents to cause lightning strikes no matter where we were and no matter what the weather was. So like even in the Nether and in the End, you could cause lightning strikes. And that was really fun and honestly not overpowered at all. I don't know if this is something Mojang wants to do. I do think that they want to keep the Trident water-themed. But I do like the previous suggestion of maybe just during rain and not having to wait for a thunderstorm would be better. But again, this would just be really fun, and I don't think it's too overpowered, so this is possibly a good idea. The Arch Villager says, allow to attach a rope to the Trident and grapple, or just do a weaker Riptide with it. It would also allow for much needed mobility in PvP. Oh, okay, so attaching like a lead to a Trident, basically making a grappling hook. I kind of like that. Let's do that. That would be really, really fun. And finally, a friend of the show, fellow podcast host, he hosts The Beacon, High Hopes, says, I'd like to see it get a power boost based on either, one, the player being in the water, even if it's just one block of water, or two, in a thunderstorm. When either application is accurate, put it more in league with the other weapon's power. Obviously, thrown would be reduced damaged compared to a melee to keep it balanced. So, yeah, still sticking with that water theme. Maybe take away the condition of water from the impaling enchantment, but still make the Trident really powerful if you're in water. I think that's a good approach. Not completely taking the water condition away, just making it unnecessary, but really, really good if you can meet that condition. Not a bad idea at all. So thank you so much, High Hopes. And by the way, if you haven't checked out the Beacon podcast, do a quick Google search or look on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it on, and you'll find it there. You should check it out, because his last episode, as of the recording of this one, was an interview with me. So you can go check us out and hear our discussion over there on that podcast. It's a great one. You should go check it out. All right, guys, thank you so much for these opinions and ideas. If you would like yours read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can go to Discord and do it on the channel that I have dedicated to the Q&A segment there, and I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description if you want to join in on some fun discussions about Minecraft, Minecraft updates, theories about upcoming updates, and maybe even the one block challenge. Yesterday, the one block challenge has ended for this week. Yesterday was the deadline for this week's one block challenge. So if you were not able to get me your idea in by yesterday, you're too late, but you can go ahead and get started on next week's one block challenge. I'm going to announce the theme right now. The theme is random. Now, that doesn't mean anything that you want the theme to be. The theme is random. So a block that has something to do with randomness. All the details, again, are in the description of this episode if you need a refresher on how the one block challenge works. So go down there, read me those, send me your idea in before or by next Wednesday for a chance to win and be read out on the show on next Friday's episode. So there you go. Go ahead and get started on that. All right, guys, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. This is a Thursday episode. Thursdays mean I read emails from you guys, and I've got two here that I'm going to read right now. The first one is from The Legender, and The Legender writes, "Hi, Rebel. I have an idea for a use for the fletching table. Recently, I learned that with handcrafted bows, every bow needs arrows specifically made for that bow. That is what, in real life, fletchers do. They make or examine a bow and need to fletch arrows precisely to fit that specific bow. I think the fletching table, when you insert a bow and arrows, should pair the arrows to the bow. When those arrows are shot out of the bow, they would have a damage bonus. But when shot out of a different bow, the damage would be decreased. I hope you like my idea." All right, so that's an interesting idea there. Now, I would build on this idea a little bit. What if there were different kinds of bows, and you could have different kinds of arrows for different kinds of bows? And now, you could probably shoot any arrow out of any bow, but if it's not the specific kind of bow that arrow really goes to, then you get a little bit of a debuff. Maybe you have a particular kind of bow that shoots spectral arrows, and spectral arrows get a buff out of that bow, but not out of another kind of bow. Maybe you have a bow specifically for tipped arrows, and you get a special bonus using tipped arrows in that bow, but not in another bow. I could see this really working out, and honestly, not a bad use for the fletching table at all. I would imagine that fletchers in real life also make bows, and not just the arrows. So it makes sense to be able to do something with the bow in the fletching table, even though the fletching table, fletching really refers to the making of an arrow, but I think it could be easily stretched to include the making of a bow. So I like this idea a lot. And who knows, it could expand on taking the bow that we know and love and dividing it into three or four different bow types with different specialities, so that we don't have the one bow that's just good at everything. And maybe out of this change, the crossbow could actually come into its own as well. Not a bad idea at all. Thank you so much for this email, The Legender. Our next email comes from Zachariah. Zachariah writes, "Hey, Rebel JC. The week I wrote this email, you have been talking quite a bit about the Trident." Yes, I have, and I will continue to. "One thing you mentioned is that some more enchantments would make the Trident more worthy to compete against other weapons. Therefore, I have an idea for a trident enchantment that I want to share with you. The enchantment would be called Archerfish. This enchantment would give your trident a faster movement speed when thrown. If you have a regular non-enchanted trident, it will move in a curve when thrown somewhat upward. They're saying you could arch the trident. However, because of the archerfish speed effect, the trident would continue in a straight line for longer. With this newfound range, some assistance might be needed. This new enchantment would also give the trident a guidance laser, like the Guardian's laser, but that doesn't damage anything. To help players pinpoint exactly what they are going to hit in the laser's range. Well, that's my idea. Hope you enjoy, Zachariah. Okay, first of all, this is a very, very well thought out idea. Very much on theme with the trident, but not locking it into a water condition, and that's what I love. It is on theme with water, okay? So archerfish. If you don't know what archerfish is, this is a specific kind of fish. I don't know where they live. I don't know if they're saltwater or freshwater or whatever, but I do know that they actually squirt water to knock bugs out of branches so that they can eat the bugs. And they can actually do this at quite a range, honestly, and very, very accurately. So they're basically, they are what they sound like. They are the sniper archer of the fish kingdom. And I like that you've named this enchantment after that animal. So really great, lots of points there, honestly. And I like that. Okay, so, you know, if you throw a normal trident, even in the game right now, although they have good damage, they do curve downward. There is a bit of an arch to them. I like that this archerfish enchantment just basically takes that curve away or makes it last a little bit longer. So that you throw it in a straight line for longer, a lot more power maybe behind that throw. What I really like about this is the guidance laser. And I think that the guidance laser, has a lot of potential. One, I love that it matches the Guardian's, laser that it does. And they basically have a guidance laser as well. Not that they need it, but that it's there to sort of warn us that, hey, we're about to be shot. And I like that this sort of balances itself by including that laser, because if you're using this enchantment against your enemy is going to know you're about to throw the trident at them. So they're going to try to get away as fast as possible. So you really have to be quick at aiming and throwing. I really like this idea a lot. And this could be, if this was in the game, and then we had the change to impaling that we've talked about previously that really needs to happen. I feel like the trident would be one of the favorite weapons in the game. And honestly, it would be just as fun to use as the mace. And the mace, goodness gracious, is going to be a fun weapon. Again, we're going to talk about that next week. But I really like this idea. Very, very well thought out and formulated and very much on theme with the trident. So thank you so much, Zachariah. I really liked this idea a lot. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. If you want me to read an email from you on a Thursday episode, send me your email to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. It can be a question. It can be a comment. It can be an idea for Minecraft. You know what would be really, really fun? If y'all had predictions or theories about future Minecraft updates, send those to me, because I would love to react to those as well and discuss those. So anything that you would like for me to talk about, send it to me to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.